Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 146 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to take the Can You See Ghosts test.
Should be fun. Do you have an open mind about the supernatural?
I do. Do you?
I think so.
Do you think that's required to see ghosts?
I think you have to have some sort of belief in it. Because I think if you don't, then you'll just, blame it on happenstance or something. You know what I mean? Some people are just dead set against it. So I think, either it's their religious beliefs or...
Oh, those people who say you either go to heaven or hell, you don't hang around on earth.
Yeah. And so they just refuse to believe that that's possible. So.
I don't know that I believe in ghosts.
You don't think you believe in ghosts?
I believe there may be entities.
Okay.
I don't necessarily think that they're dead.
Okay. So you think they're just spirits still roaming? Or some sort of metaphysical...
You remember the podcast we listened to in the car the other day about astral projection? Where people, their mind leaves their body and they go someplace else? I don't think you have to be dead to do that.
Okay. Yeah, could be. It's an interesting thought. Okay.
I guess if I could do astral projection, I would leave my body and I would go mess with all the paranormal investigators out there who are thinking that they're recording ghosts.
Yeah, that would be hilarious. That'd be mean, but I could see you doing something like that.
Have you ever felt a sudden chill in a room when there was no apparent reason?
Yeah, but I think everyone's... Either there's a really bad draft, or it could be paranormal activity. But no, I've gotten chills before. Just have you?
I believe I have.
Okay.
But it's like more common when I'm in the surgery room or something like that.
Instead of a haunted house. Yeah. Yeah, that's one of those ones. Where it's like, oh, you got a chill, and there's a ghost in the room. Or there's a draft.
The theory is that they are using your energy to manifest.
Oh, okay. So that's the theory behind it.
And that leaves you cold.
Okay. So they're zapping your energy. Have you ever felt you were being watched when you were alone?
Absolutely everybody has had that feeling at one time or another.
Yeah, I guess so. That someone's watching you and you're not... Yeah. What happens if someone's really watching you, though?
There are some devices that emit electronic frequencies that make people paranoid.
Oh, really?
I believe the Defense Department has tried to use that against people. It scares them into running away.
That's interesting. That's really cool. I mean, I don't know if I'd like it to be done to myself, but...
There's also what they call the brown sound.
What's the brown sound?
A device that emits a sound that makes you evacuate your bowels immediately.
I was going to say, did it make you poop or something? That's nasty. Did it make you shit your pants?
But definitely effective against the enemy, and probably not permanent.
Yeah, but... What happens if you have a determined enemy? You can just keep shitting while you're beating the fuck out of you. Sorry. That would be rather embarrassing. Don't you think? Well, I got beat up today. What happened? Well, a guy was pooping his pants, but he took him.
They've had people in, what do they call it? It's not the CAT scan. It's the other scan.
CT? MRI?
MRI, where, you're exposed to very powerful magnets. Detect stuff in your body. Well, at different frequencies in your brain, it can make people feel things, and fear is one of them.
Really? MRIs can do that?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That's interesting. That's scary.
It can also make people experience orgasm, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
You'd think somebody put that in a bottle and sell it on porn sites.
Yeah, well, don't they cost millions of dollars?
Hmm.
Sure, if they were economical, you'd probably buy one by now if that was the case.
There was a movie called Altered States.
Okay.
Where this guy... No, it wasn't Altered States. What was it called? It was where they would wear these headsets and it would record their thoughts.
Okay.
I don't remember the name of it.
I don't know.
It wasn't Altered States. Anyway, they got the headsets smaller and smaller and until just an ordinary thing that you could put on and you could record your experience.
Okay.
And they had this guy, they recorded him with a bunch of prostitutes and he was having an orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the team got their hands on that tape and put it in a loop. And sat himself down in a chair with this orgasm playing over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
I could see somebody doing that.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. That's funny. I could see that happening, too. All right.
Have you ever known the phone was going to ring before it rang?
I read that. I don't think I ever have.
I think this was probably more common when you had actual phones plugged into the wall.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, because have you known the ring?
It sounds familiar. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I remember my mother many times saying I was just about to call you.
Yeah, I remember that too. I remember my mom doing that. Yeah. Do you think they're just going away since everyone has so much access to a phone now?
And. To contact you, you don't need to necessarily call them anymore. You can send them an email or text message.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen anything that could not be explained by science and logic? Besides Donald Trump.
No, that's good enough. I don't think so. I don't think so either. Off the top of my head, I'm trying to think. You're looking at me like I have. Nothing that really pops off the top of my head.
You don't remember when they had the ghost in the house?
Oh, yeah, okay. That's true. Yeah, I guess then, yeah, quite a bit. So, here and then just other times, I guess, throughout my life, just certain things.
And I have recorded sounds that I know were not there. I did not hear when I was doing it.
Yeah. Have you ever done anything else besides recently?
Oh, I keep trying. Life gets in the way.
Yeah.
I don't have as much time as I should to do that.
Yeah.
If I was retired, it'd be different, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
But there's all kinds of, like x-rays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't see them, but they still exist.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, That's a good way of putting it. So, it's,
It can't be explained by science yet.
Yeah. That's true. That's a good way of putting it.
There's all kinds of accounts in history where people saw bizarre things and they attributed it to angels or whatnot, and now we know that's a perfectly natural phenomenon that we can explain.
Okay.
So, I guess perhaps in the end, science will explain it all.
Explain it all. Well, I wish it wouldn't, because I like some of the mystery behind it.
I think that's what the whole paranormal industry is about.
The mystery behind it and the spookiness behind it, yeah. Uh-huh. I think so, too. But that makes it fun.
Nobody really wants to find a Bigfoot, because the fun's all over then.
Well, you could. I mean, you just might run into jeopardy of getting beat up by the Sasquatch.
Uh-huh.
So... Can you imagine being the first person to find a Sasquatch?
Like thousands of years ago?
Well, no, like nowadays. Like, you actually found a Sasquatch, a live one, captured it, and brought it into...
Oh.
Imagine being the guy that did that.
Hmm.
You'd have...
You'd be set for life.
Well, yeah, but you'd have people who'd be excited about it, then people would be like, oh, PETA, you know, mistreating animals, but then it's like, is it an animal or is it something, you know, equal or better than us, you know, something like that.
Do you remember a movie called Skullduggery?
Mm-hmm.
Robert Redford and, I can't think of the other.
I remember Harry and the Hendersons.
It was about discovering an unknown species of subhumans.
Okay.
And one of them tried to attack this woman, and he killed it.
The subhuman?
Yes. And he demanded to be put on trial for murder so that they could legally define them as human or not.
Okay.
It was quite an interesting movie.
It's an interesting concept.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only movie that I've seen with a Sasquatch in is Harry and the Hendersons. You've seen Harry and the Hendersons. And
he's probably just like that.
Yeah, I think
probably
so.
Probably a real diva in person.
Probably. John Lithgow was pretty good in that movie. You're looking at me like I'm nuts. All right. Have you ever had a vision or a dream that came true?
All the time.
Yeah, same here. Boring.
Unfortunately, a lot of my dreams are horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, you've had a lot of like night terrors and stuff like that. I just wish the real cool dreams would come true.
Like when you fly?
Like when you fly. No, I don't like flying. I'm afraid of heights. So even in my dreams, I fly like 4 feet from the ground. I don't do it. I don't like heights. Why would you do it? No, like the ones where I'm filthy rich. I don't have to worry about bills and stuff like that. Those are the cool dreams. Why can't I be like that?
I suppose with more money comes more responsibilities.
Yeah. More money, more problems.
Chaos will never leave us.
No, that's true. It's kind of like follows us around. Kind of like our pet.
There's that, I think it's called a Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times.
Yeah, no kidding. Isn't that the shit?
Have you retained the ability since childhood to accept new experiences without preconceptions?
I think everybody has to.
Glad you didn't get that question because you'd be struggling over every one of those words.
What kind of dummy do you think I am? You think I'm a complete moron? I can't say preconceptions? I think everybody has to
grow up.
Yeah, I mean, and if you don't, that's one of the things that's mature. I mean, it's part about growing up and being mature.
And I suppose learning from your experiences.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess it's silly to me. So, I mean, have you?
I don't know. Maybe I have retained some of the wonder of my childhood.
Okay. I think all of us have it a little bit. Still.
Maybe that's why Tros want to have children so they can re-experience that through their children's eyes.
I mean, that's one of our friends pretty much is raising her grandchildren. You know who I'm talking about.
No idea.
She was there when I lost my leg a lot. You know what I'm talking about now? We went to her kid's wedding. Yeah. That's half the reason that her kid had so many, 3 kids, is because she wanted to raise them, pretty much. And she did. She's doing it right now, so. But, yeah, I mean, her oldest is going to be 12 soon, so. Because he was born right when I lost my leg.
But I don't know why you can't be that way
just normal,
on your own.
Yeah, that's a good point. Are you going to have to build an ark?
Probably. I imagine the next sound that's going to interrupt the podcast will be the water alarm in the basement.
It probably is. Are you more likely to make decisions using your gut than your thinking logic?
No, not me. You probably, yes.
You
fly by the seat of your pants all the time, but no, I have to plot and scheme and have everything planned out.
Yeah, you have to have everything. You do not fly by the seat of your pants whatsoever. Mm-mm. I think you plan out taking crap in the morning.
I never do anything half-assed. I always use my whole ass.
I know. No, I am more of the free spirit type of do something on a whim where you want 2 weeks' notice with an additional 2 weeks' notice. And if anything changes, then the whole idea is scrapped. So, but no, you're rubbing off on me, though, too. So,
well, why would that have anything to do with seeing ghosts?
I don't know. Just kind of maybe if you're free spirit or free will.
Maybe they're thinking to detect ghosts, you have to be open to it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Have you ever been told that psychic ability runs in your family?
No.
Me neither.
Really, I'm surprised. I'm surprised someone isn't.
My father used to see ghosts all the time, though.
Really? You want to talk about it?
And he would fight them. They would make him angry, and he would want to fight them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That must have been kind of crazy growing up.
Yeah. In the house that we lived in, yeah, it was that way. But when we moved out, and
there's no one ghost,
then that stopped happening.
Well, was it kind of scary as a kid to see your father trying to fight something that wasn't there?
Yeah.
So he would literally kill at it?
He'd wake up and throw his pillow at something.
Really?
Yell at it. Yeah.
And your mom was just cool with it?
No, probably not, but...
Yeah. Did you think your dad was crazy?
No, I think he definitely thought he saw something.
Mm-hmm. Did your sister...
And like I said, when we moved out of that house, that stopped happening.
Was this the house over on Bear?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's crazy. And you never told me that. So I take it they do believe in ghosts then.
Oh, my parents believe in all that paranormal stuff, yeah.
Okay. And so does your sister?
Most of my life I've tried to fight the urge to be interested in that, but I've kind of given up on it lately.
Because you find yourself interested in it now?
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, it could be worse. You could get into, like, crack cocaine or something like
I
that.
I suppose, yeah.
So I'm glad you found
my
this out.
My parents used to go to UFO conferences and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So they're one of those wackos.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kidding. None of you people are wackos. I don't need anybody coming after me. That's interesting.
And I think my sister does, too. That's a topic that the family can talk about that... Yeah. Doesn't cause any politics or anything.
Yeah, and I've kind of witnessed those conversations. So, yeah, the whole family gets involved. And you actually partake in it, too, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, normally I can't get a word in edgewise. Yeah,
normally you're just real quiet sitting in the corner. So that's what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about the ghosts
today
coming.
Is Easter, that's going to be the topic. Is
but I'm going to bring politics
and UFOs.
Into it. I'm going to bring politics in and say the ghosts...
Say,
need to kidnap Trump and take him away on a UFO.
I'm all for that, too.
So we'll just kind of get that little zinger in there real quick. See who voted for Trump and who didn't.
I suspect they all did.
Probably.
Would you refuse to spend the night in a haunted house?
No.
I wouldn't either. I would want to go.
I think
I would
be
want
cool.
to see it. And
until shit got crazy. If shit started getting crazy, like in a haunted movie, then I don't know. I probably want to leave. But, yeah, I think it would be cool. Like, I got excited when I read that question because I'm like, that would be neat. I think that would be cool.
Oh, yeah. It really would.
I mean.
I would bring our recorders and
would you
and
sleep?
Everything. Hell no. I would.
I probably would. I'd probably be like, let me turn on the TV. And just snoring in the corner while you're having fun all night.
I'm surprised you didn't do that when we went on the paranormal
investigation. find a corner to go sleep in. Don't dare me. That's what I need to do. Start like a diary of weird places I fall asleep at.
The bathroom.
The bathroom. And write those stories about when I fell asleep in these certain places. So Oh, gosh. Okay.
Do you meditate?
No. I can't pay attention, to the phone.
You fall asleep in 5 minutes.
Yeah, I can't watch TV without falling asleep, let alone try to act like I'm sleeping. Come on now. I'd be out cold. Do you meditate?
I do remember an episode of Stargate where this woman was trying to teach this guy how to meditate, mm-hmm. and he started snoring.
Yeah, that would be me. I would. I would. How do you feel? Great, rested. Hmm. Yeah, I would, yeah.
But I have meditated pretty much all my life.
Have you? Uh-huh. Does it help?
No. The kind of meditation that I do, where you try to force all thoughts out of your head, mm-hmm. I think is good when you're anxious about something or overthinking something.
Okay.
Like when you're laying in bed trying to sleep and all of the worries of the universe.
The universe come crashing down. Yeah. Okay. No, so I haven't. Have you ever had a successful session with a Ouija board?
I haven't used a Ouija board since I was like 10 years old.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Probably in high school for me. And I don't know if they were successful. I imagine one of my dumbass friends was pushing it around.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, at that age.
Yeah, yeah. So.
And I don't know. It's something I don't really think I want to mess with.
Yeah.
I would not want to start. I wouldn't want to open something that I couldn't close again.
Well, what happens if it's a Nigerian prince asking for money?
That would be my Ouija board that only gets spam.
Your mom would buy 10 of them. Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
That was... Somehow we can always laugh about anything.
Well, we have to. It makes it fun. Oh, okay.
Makes me wish that was the last one so we could end on a laugh.
Yeah. Okay. Do you wear black 90% or more of the time?
I don't think they were serious on this question.
No. So.
Because I think what they were trying to say was most of the paranormal people that you see on TV, yeah. they all wear black.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, you remember when we went to the Aviation Museum,
mm-hmm.
and I was all prepared, and I told you, you need to wear black. All black. Mm-hmm. And there was a reason for that.
What's that?
It was so if anybody has a camera and is recording, you won't look like a ghost.
Oh, okay.
You know, if you're wearing a all-white outfit,
yeah.
you know, and you're standing in the background of a picture or something, you could be mistaken for a ghost.
Oh, that makes sense then. Okay. That's,
I think, mainly why they wear black.
Okay.
Well, just because it looks cool.
Yeah, that makes a good sense, though. But I do wear black quite a bit. I have to wear black for work, so.
Hmm.
But I don't, yeah. So. And I know you don't really wear black, so.
Sometimes, but,
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like you're a goth kid. You don't make a point.
No,
yeah.
I have other clothes that I wear.
Neither one of us would be considered goth. I mean, so. All right. So what's your favorite joke this week?
Why did the gay ghost go to the gay bar alone?
I have no idea.
He had no body to go with.
Oh, my God. That's like a terrible dad joke. And if he's gay, there's probably someone out there that would go with him. So. All right.
This was episode 146 of the Bear and Gura podcast. This is Bear.
And Gura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Gura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled AWE.